Now, there's a lot of you that don't manifest very well. And you're always asking, why? Why don't you get this and why don't you get that? I'm going to understand a little bit tonight because this is a wonderful night to celebrate newness. And the message tonight is, what is a master? And we're going to begin that talk by first saying that what you're going to hear tonight is an uncommon study. Now, if you were a common folk of a common era, such as this one, you would be doing what all common folks of the common era would be doing tonight. So this teaching isn't for them. This teaching is not for anyone that isn't really in this school, though many will hear it. Because their objectives in life are not spiritual greatness. When a incarnating entity has an opportunity to wander blindly through that which is termed a physical body, born in alien cultures such as humanity, drinking the wine of forgetfulness, trying to find its way through some inward ringing, some inward calling, indeed some inward drum, wanders aimlessly in the wilderness and finally finds its way to its spiritual path. That's quite a life's journey. And so not everyone wants to follow that longing. And not everyone, though there are many paths, as it is said, most paths have dead ends to them. Because talk is cheap. Philosophy is cheap. And though it is needed for the art of communication, unless it is an applicable rather than an intellect, it is truly and utterly meaningless. Now, you came here like blind mice through a maze, being urged by something inside of you. It's destiny that we are together here. So when you come here to see me, don't come here expecting to hear anything else other than what you're coming to school to study. You're coming here to study about the spiritual aspect of who you are and its eternal ongoingness. And how do we shift gears from being a tragic, momentary, biological unit to an everlasting, unforgettable, memorable consciousness who has been so defined that that definition is not reminiscent with the body. It is reminiscent with the divine being who knows no death. And you've come here to hear the message. And the message was and is, you are God. A divine action upon a plane of demonstration to bring forth the unknown. So here you are. You have long studied at this school, always been learning about the art of becoming profoundly spiritual. That really means profoundly conscious. And profound consciousness doesn't happen in the past. It happens in the now. And humans live in their past, thereby defying illumination. Illumination never happens in memories. It just doesn't. Now, so you've come here to school to learn the art of being spiritually aware. You have an ulterior motive. You want to go home to God. And I tell you, you only have to go out and look at the Milky Way to decide for yourself how much life you have never lived. It's all you have to do to really be humbled. And there is In God's house, many mansions. But they're only prepared for one who prepares themselves for them. They're never made available to one who never makes themselves available to them. So you're going to learn tonight sort of a common theme that from the first manifestation of my presence here, I have taught, for there is no greater truth than that. School, then, is such a priceless and beautiful place because in its humble abodes, it simply concentrates upon the possible illumination of you, really you, and how to divinely work out that region of divine quality in you. And it is a labyrinth because your life has been one and you are blind and you're blind intentionally.